Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Miscommunication. Coming at you an hour earlier than usual because Kelly's super special and has something to do later tonight. Kelly, how are you doing?
I wish I was super special. Like, I wish that was why I couldn't do this at our normal time. No, I have a church nursery worker volunteer meeting that I have to go to. So, you know, you got to put things in order of importance. This is more important than that. We do this first. That's how it crumbles, I guess.
I like it. I mean, I like that we are that important. I do feel pretty important that we're pretty important today because we haven't talked to each other in a couple weeks because I have been on a work-related world tour. Not really a world tour, a cross-country extravaganza in the last couple weeks. So, and it's not over yet because at 5:45 in the morning, I am hopping on yet another flight to head back to Colorado. So we're actually in the same time zone for once, which is also pretty exciting.
I'm teared up just thinking about it. It's great to be
right
in the same time zone as you.
I know. It's just amazing. But I have to tell you, though, I like being in a different time zone because you stay up really late. And I used to stay up really late, and now I try to go to bed a little bit earlier. But, like, I'm getting in bed, and you're still up, so we can still text late at night in different time zones. So I do appreciate the different time zone situation that we typically have going on, I have to tell you.
Yes, I do. I like that. I enjoy that because, you know, there's probably plenty of times that I'm awake at, you know, 12:30, 1 o'clock. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I can't sleep ever. But, yeah, and so it's nice to have somebody to talk to at those late hours.
Yes. I will tell you, a friend of mine and I discovered ZQL a while back, and it's pretty amazing. If you ever want to try something to ease your sleepless nights, highly recommend ZQL. It's delicious. Yeah, it gives you like a hug from the inside is how we describe it because, you know, when you drink it, that's what it feels like. It's called Warming Berry. And Warming Berry, it sounds stupid, but it's pretty good. Gives you a hug from the inside. Now, I don't usually advocate buying name brand items. Typically, you know, you can get the generic for much cheaper and you're really getting the same stuff. However, when I looked at ZQL the first time I bought it, I was looking at the ZQL and it was like $2 or $3 more than the, I don't know, Walmart, Target brand, wherever I was, the other guys. And so I'm examining the bottles, you know, to make sure that it's the same ingredients. And then I noticed, thank goodness, boldly stamped on the front of the generic, alcohol-free. No. See, that's the whole point of buying ZQL, or NyQuil, for that matter, is the alcohol. That's part of what gives you the hug from the inside and helps you go to sleep. So I'm really happy that I noticed that before I spent, you know, $3 less to get the alcohol-free version. That would have felt like a ripoff, definitely.
Yeah, no. There's very
right?
few things that I buy name brand, but I imagine that and just peanut butter are two things that I will never go off brand with.
Yeah.
Because you just...
Yeah. And
Is it berry flavored, though?
I mean,
it's called
berry, but yeah, like, I wouldn't... I mean, it doesn't taste bad. Like, it's not gross. But I wouldn't necessarily say that when I drink it, I would be able to close my eyes and say, this is berry flavored. Like, I don't, don't really think that's going to happen, to be honest with you. But that's what they call it. It is warming, though. So it's warming, Barry, and it is definitely warming. There's warming going on. So, I mean, they got half the name right, and I feel like halfway is a way better percentage than a lot of stuff we deal with these days. So I'm happy with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I can't do berry flavored ever anything anymore. Long story short, I had to have some problems with my spleen a few years ago, and they couldn't really figure out what was going on. And so they're like, "Hey, let's do an MRI where you have to drink that nasty stuff." And they're like, "So
oh, yeah.
I had to have some barium." And they're like, "Do you want banana or do you want berry flavored?" So I'm like, "I don't think I want berry flavored. I want to try the banana." They looked in the cabinet, no banana. So I had to drink two bottles of nasty berry flavored barium. I had the nurses in the waiting room just rolling because I had to stand by a trash can. I didn't actually throw up, so I guess that's a good thing. But I mean, you know, that whole, like, that nastiness definitely tests your gag reflex, and I definitely hated every minute of it. So I don't eat berry-flavored fruit snacks or yogurt or NyQuil or Z-Quil or anything. Nothing. No. No.
See, that sucks. But I can totally relate because when I was, like, six or seven, I got pneumonia. For those of you that can't really spell, pneumonia is what I got, pneumonia. And I had to take penicillin, and I'm allergic to penicillin. But they decided that getting that medicine was more important than my allergy because it just made me nauseous and want to throw up. But then on top of that, I was seven, and I couldn't swallow like big horse pills at the time, and my mom, bless her heart, like tried everything she could think of to get these pills, you know, into my body, and we went through a lot of things that didn't really work. Bread is the one I can remember because it was like the little pellet, you know, so you could like open up the caplet and it was a little tiny pellet. So,
oh gosh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we opened up the caplet and dumped the little tiny pellets into bread. Well, you can pretty much imagine what that's like. Just if anybody at home wants to try it right now, any of the four people listening, go get some Nerds and then, like, roll them around in the dirt and then put those in bread and eat it. That's what it was like. So that didn't
work.
That's disgusting. But, yeah, so we moved to ice cream. My mom's a winner, and she's smart, so she came up with ice cream, and that was fantastic. But what wasn't fantastic is I chose at the time, my favorite ice cream flavor to do this, which was peach. And I don't believe I've eaten peach ice cream since then because of just the negative memories of taking the penicillin and being sick from it, despite the vehicle of the peach ice cream, which was fantastic. That was an amazing way to take the medicine, but no more peach ice cream for me. So I totally get your berry crisis, and I'm sad for you because, like, I can't imagine life without berry fruit snacks. Fruit snacks are delicious.
They are, but, I mean, like, there's I highly recommend the triple layer Black Forest fruit snacks. They have a berry explosion or whatever, but they also have general fruit that's not you know, berry flavored.
Yeah.
I made a mistake and got the berry flavored one. So I didn't read the box. I just looked at the picture on the box and assumed it was the same. And got the berry flavored and ate one of them, just one, not one package, one fruit snack, spit it straight out and threw the box away. I was like, I'm not even going to give these to anybody else. I'm throwing them out. And so I did.
can't even deal with them.
Yeah, no, not even a little bit. But
wow.
But yeah, so how about that freaking Super Bowl? Like, how was it? How was it being in North Carolina and watching Carolina lose to Denver?
I mean, you know, I'm going to be honest. It was freaking amazing. It was fan freaking tastic, and I have to say that the party that I was at wasn't quite half and half, but yeah, it was two half and half Panther fans and Denver fans, and I'm going to be honest. Like, I was a little nervous going into the game. Like, I was hopeful. I was positive. But I was a little nervous. That was amazing.
I
loved it.
Yeah, I mean, I loved every minute of it. But I mean, like,
yes.
In the stuff before the game, when we're sitting here, like, you know, they're showing all these graphics, like, oh, it's, you know, Peyton has 199 wins. He's tied for the most all time, and you know, like, I'm like, yeah, man, it sucks that he's just gonna stay tied for the most all time, because you know he's going to retire. I said that to myself,
yeah.
And I was just like, man, that sucks, because I like Peyton Manning. Even though he's a Tennessee Volunteer, I don't like Tennessee generally.
But it's Peyton.
Exactly. It's Peyton. And my guy Danny Trevathan, woo-hoo, he's a UK boy, had two friggin' recoveries, fumble recoveries. So I bet if it wasn't for Danny Gervais and of course, Von Miller, that, you know, they wouldn't have won. So, cause, I mean, like, really, Peyton did not play that well.
He really didn't. Nothing. And, yeah, I mean, he didn't play terribly, but before they announced the MVP, I said, can't they give it to the entire defense? Like, that defense came to play. They came to win. And I believe, I won't say who sent this text, but, you know, if that person ever decides they want to identify themselves, they can. But I happened to be texting somebody during the game. I'm scrolling back to find it. And, yeah, there's hand jive talk. Yes. My text was, Cam is pissed. Pissed in capital letters. The reply I received was, he should be. He's been on his back more than the hooker that got that Denver player sent home. And he was.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah, you did. See, I wasn't going to call you out. I didn't want to. But that was fantastic.
I'm taking full credit for it.
I loved it. I mean, I immediately replied to you strong. That was a strong text. And you came with it, like, super fast, too. Like, you didn't have to think about that one. It was good. It was real good.
And the only thing, like, I had the hooker part down, which is unfortunate. But the only thing I was torn on was, am I going to say, you know, more than the hooker that got that Denver player sent home, or I'm going to say more than, you know, the hookers that got the U of L basketball program put on probation. You know, like, you got to,
yeah.
It's kind of a, which one do you choose? They're both good.
Both good. You couldn't have gone wrong. I mean, you had a strong backbone of a text, and either way would have been fantastic. Here's what wasn't fantastic. Did you see Eli during the game?
Oh, my God.
Did you see when they showed Eli?
He was
angry. Right?
But he was so angry.
Is he not? I mean, here's what I don't understand, because I did too. I saw, I can't remember if it was on Twitter or where it was today, but I saw like a little GIF of him like replaying, and the caption of it was, when you realize you're not the best anymore. No, he never was the best Manning. He has always been second fiddle to Peyton. So this really should be no surprise to Eli. But damn, I mean, he looked mad. Everybody else was in there, like, cheering and happy and smiling. And he looked like he was going to punch somebody, or like he had really bad gas, or like he was going to vomit, or
maybe that's
something.
What it was. Maybe he had had too much to drink or something. I mean, like,
let's give him
it had to be something.
The benefit of the doubt, right? I mean,
yeah, but
like,
I don't think so, because I feel like he's a big baby.
Well, he is a big baby. I mean, which is why, you know, we don't love Eli. We love Peyton, and Peyton rocks, even though he didn't play the bestest, but he's got a 200 win. He is fantastic. Two Super Bowl wins. And, you know, I don't think it's official, but he gets to go out like a champ. And I think that's awesome.
Yeah, that's the best part. And I hope he does. I've been a Peyton fan since, I mean, obviously he's been with two teams, so I've been a Peyton fan for a long time. But, I mean, I hope he does. Because, I mean, like, I was afraid, you know, when he went through the whole thing with his neck and, like, being in such a mess that, you know, that, like, you know, like, he's never going to come back and he's never going to be able to do anything. And then, like, with his foot this season, I was like, you know, like, dang, you know, like, that sucks.
I know.
But it didn't. It didn't suck as bad as we thought. And he came back and he beat Cam Newton, which is great, because I mean, like, he's a great player. Cam Newton's a great player.
Definitely. Very talented.
Very, very. And I don't want this to reflect on how good of a player I think he is, but he acted like a dick at that press conference. And then today, says, when somebody asked him about it, they were like, he said, you know, you show me a good loser and I'll show you a loser. Like, what? Like, I mean, like, there's, be gracious. It's not about being a good loser. It's like, you lost to one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Like, be gracious.
Right.
Don't be a dick. Be gracious.
Like, right. You can still be mad. Like, I'm cool with him being mad that they lost. Like, I'm fine with that. But you can still be mad, and you can be mad that you lost, but you can still, you know, act like an adult. Like, you can still act like you're more than 3 years old. And I think,
and of course,
that's what's so frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, and there were, of course, you know, you look at Twitter after any sporting event ever, and you're going to see, like, you know, the people making up stuff that people said. And, you know, there was one rumor going around that, you know, that he, some reporter in the in the audience asked, or I guess in the press room asked how he felt letting the entire black community down. And I'm like, let's think about this for a minute. Like, A, he's not the only black person on the face of the planet. There were
he is not.
There was a black man that was the MVP of that game, you know. So why anybody thinks that, you know, that comment would, you know, actually be said? If there is a reporter that is dumb enough to ask that question, and they actually get credentialed for an event like the Super Bowl, like, the people who do the credentialing should be taken out back and just gotten rid of. I mean, give me a
break. Yes, they should.
You got to be kidding me. I mean, like, I go the whole, like, not even asking questions route. I can't bring myself to talk to Coach Cal in a press conference because I can't be within 5 feet of him and actually have my common sense about me. So I just pick the keep my mouth shut route. But, I mean, you know, and the fact that, you know, like, the fact that there's people, you know, and I mean, like, I know there's passionate fans. I'm a passionate fan about, you know, Kentucky basketball. If there's, you know, something just out completely outrageous like that, that, you know, that I, you know, like, oh, I heard that somebody said this, or I'm gonna need to get like definitive proof before I lose my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, I'm not gonna, you know, like, I heard the press conference last year when one of the Harrison twins called, which one is he? Frank Kaminsky, like, called him an N-word. Like, okay, no, he's white. He can't really, but either way, one of the Harrison twins, I heard that. And I was like, and I had to rewind it because I was like, did you really say that? Like, what were you thinking? What were you thinking? But, you know, props to him. He sent Frank Kaminsky a text message and apologized. So that was kind of nice. But, and then they ended up, which is kind of funny, being signed by the same agent. So they had to, like, be around each other all the time. So, yeah, kind of funny, kind of whatever. But I don't know. I mean, there's a huge difference in, you know, and losing and being gracious about it and losing and just being a complete sore loser butthole.
I agree. Like, you don't have to be a butthole, Cam. Like, you can be a normal guy, and he's just not. Like, it's upsetting because, like, he could be just a normal guy.
Look at, like, you know, basketball players that still go to, you know, like, college basketball players after the NCAA tournament, and they still go to press conferences and answer questions. You know? They go,
yes.
They're crying. They're in tears because they're a college kid and they just lost the last game of their college career. They're crying, but you know what? They're in the press conference.
Exactly.
Done.
They're there.
And they don't get
paid
millions of dollars. I don't know. I have the same, like, the same theory about, like, for the longest time, well, at least this year, Rick Pitino wouldn't come to the press conference after the Kentucky game.
Yes.
Because he, you know, he was, I don't know, that's the thing, he wasn't supposed to talk about the, you know, the thing, whatever you want to call it, scandal. Wasn't supposed to talk about that with anybody. He's been on, like, 17 talk shows, like radio talk shows. He was on Mike and Mike this morning, like running his yapper. Get over it. But B, you know, the University of Louisville pays you millions of dollars, and press conferences are part of your contract and part of your responsibility as a coach. But you're just gonna like blow it off and be like, I'm not going because I'm a dick.
I don't feel like it.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's only slightly ridiculous. What was your favorite commercial of all the Super Bowl commercials?
Wow. I really liked the Doritos commercial with the pregnant lady getting the ultrasound.
That was fun. I thought
that
one was
pretty funny.
Cute. I did like that one. My favorite had to be the sheep that were singing "Somebody to Love." That's my.
Love
that song.
Yes, that one was funny.
And the dogs, the little dachshunds running downhill in the Heinz commercial. That was kind of cool.
That was good too. Like there were some strong commercials. I gotta say, like I was pretty impressed.
I think those were the only three strong commercials. Some of the rest of them were just, like, that, what, puppy, monkey, baby thing? That was freaking crazy.
That creeped
creepy.
Me out.
Creepy. Not a fan. And no. I mean, like, that's like, what it reminded me, because I woke up in the middle of the night one night, and it was on my television, And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's freaking creepy. And it reminded me of, like, when I was in high school, I would go to sleep, like, just with my television on watching, like, MTV. And it reminded me of, like, waking up in the middle of the night and seeing, like, Marilyn Manson videos on television. And I was, like, scrambled to find the remote because I was so terrified that I didn't. I did not want to see Marilyn Manson on my TV at 3 a.m., but I don't want to see Puppy Monkey Baby on my TV ever.
Or your shirt, anywhere.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely don't want it on my shirt. Good grief.
I mean, that was some creepy shit, honestly. Now, did you get a chance to watch Lady Gaga?
I didn't, but I heard, like, a clip of it, like, for half a second. And she, like, after just done watching her be a vampire or whatever she was in American Horror Story, she was fantastic. Fantastic. She was so good. But the halftime
show. Yeah, she. Like, yeah. I ate chips during the halftime show, I think. I wasn't. I mean, I've seen worse halftime shows, but.
Yeah, I mean, like, we've seen nipples during halftime shows that we didn't want to see. But even seeing somebody's nipple would have been better than that, some of that stuff. It was, I don't know. You would think that they would, I'm sorry, like, I like Coldplay sometimes, but this is the 50th Super Bowl. Like, Super Bowl 50. And you get Bruno Mars and Beyonce and Coldplay?
Yeah, like, I mean, like, what kind of combo was that?
Odd. It was a really odd combination. I don't know.
Super bizarre?
Yeah. That's, I guess, the nicest thing you say about it. It was super bizarre.
I mean, you know, I'm trying to be kind of nice. It was weird, but yeah. Cam was angry. Eli was angry. It was a good day. It was a really good day.
Yeah. I mean, like, a lot of people that I saw on Twitter were angry. I'm like, why are you mad? We've got a Kentucky boy winning a Super Bowl.
Right. Now,
I think that makes, like, two UK players, well, probably more than that, but two in recent memory that have Super Bowl rings, and Danny Trevathan and Jared Lorenzen. Like, good job. That's fantastic.
So did you see the various angry people, you know, on Twitter and Facebook the next day that, oh, the Panthers lost because the refs sucked and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't know that I saw, any ref comment. I mean, like, that one that they ruled the pass and then they reviewed it and they overruled it and reversed the call. I mean, like, it looked to, you know, me, who is, you know, a 35-year-old hotel representative making reservations, it looked to me like the tip of the ball hit the ground. So, you know, I thought when they overturned it, they made the right call. But, I mean, like, people were losing their minds. And, I mean, but it's the same story all season. Like, that was a catch last week. Like, why is it not a catch this week? You know, and it is true.
Right.
I mean, like, there was stuff they called catches. I mean, like, those NBA, look at me. Those NFL officials were, I mean, just guys, like, they were questionable all season. Questionable is, again, the nicest thing you can say about it. But
yeah, that was pretty kind.
But, I mean, like, but it's times like that that, like, you know, when people are in an outrage and people are so angry about whatever subject they're angry about, you know, like, when I'm mad, I don't take the time to proofread my tweet. And and so, you know, like, I'll look at stuff and Hey, guess what? I don't have to go to that meeting. When? They just rescheduled it because roads are apparently getting slick. I know, right? It's a win for everybody involved. But that just means we can go a few minutes longer if we need to. Anyway, there's no telling, going back to that, so there's no telling how many tweets I have deleted because, I was angry and I realized in the midst of typing that and sending it that, a stretch of words that I thought said one thing ended up saying something not saying that at all. That has led to what I think we can say is probably my new favorite Twitter feed. I call him a friend. One of my Facebook friends, he's a radio show host on Sunday mornings that I listen to, but posted this video on Facebook today. And it was basically an inner dialogue, but it's kind of like our conversations every day. Because
it is.
He was reading dumb tweets, people just dumb junk that people said on Twitter or on Facebook or whatever, and then his natural reaction, which should be the natural reaction of every living person, because some of the stuff that people say is, like this one that I'm looking about, we've been talking about the Super Bowl. Why isn't LeBron James playing tonight? Is he injured? Hashtag Super Bowl.
I saw that.
Are you kidding? People saying, I'm tired of living in America. I'm going right in the United States. I'm moving to Alaska. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Who taught your geography class when you were in school? Who did that? I'd like to know, because they need to be punched in the throat if you think that Alaska is not part of America. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not great with geography, but I know that. I am fully aware of what states belong to America. I'm pretty confident in those skills. And this feed has some really, really hilarious, here's one. Why do people get cancer and then complain about it? Next time, don't get it.
Oh, my gosh. I hadn't seen that one, but my sister's pregnant. I can't wait to find out if I'm going to be an aunt or an uncle.
Yes. Yes. What else do we have?
And I mean, if we're touching on, toeing the line with touchy subjects, this stupid girl said, I'd rather kill myself than commit suicide.
Yes, I saw that one.
Really? I want my next boyfriend to be a boy. Really? Because, I don't know.
Yeah, seriously?
Yeah.
Here's a good one.
I
knew my girl was cheating on me when she said she was at the mall with her friend Carrie, but Carrie was laying right next to me, shaking my head.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, just take a minute, let that one soak in.
So dumb. Are you kidding? So dumb. I'm scrolling through this. This one is almost kind of risque, but it's condoms don't really guarantee protection during sex. One of my friends was wearing one, and he got shot by the girl's boyfriend. That was not so dumb. That one's slightly just funny, but oh my word.
This
both of my girlfriends.
Shirley
both
is,
of my girlfriends
Shirley
accused
is
me
not,
of cheating.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. You see that one? Both of my
yes.
girlfriends accused me of cheating. I can't be with someone who doesn't trust me. That's great.
So here's one, and I'm sure this is fake. So dude tweets, getting Domino's for my bitch. And then it shows Domino's tweets back, that bitch will enjoy every bite.
That's the best thing I've ever heard. Those, I mean, like, some of
yes.
them are great. Some of them are, like, super entertaining, but then others are just like, are you kidding? You know, like, somebody's really tweeting, gosh dang, everybody has a birthday this year. Really? I was not aware that everybody was going to have a birthday.
Right.
Wasn't aware. Here's the best one. Atlanta spelled backwards is Atlanta. No, it's not.
It's really not. Here's a good one. My mom is having twins. I can't believe she's going to be pregnant for 18 months.
Oh, my gosh. People are, this, like, I know a lot of these are coming from, like, fake accounts that people, like, make up and whatever, but, like, some of those are actual people
right.
Tweeting those things and being complete morons. Like, yeah. Ugh, how are you able to walk down the street? You know, like, how can you do that? And not, like, trip and fall on your face. I don't get it.
And these people vote. These people vote.
Oh, dear God.
That is something else that we need
God.
To remember.
And, I mean, like, maybe something we should address. You have not seen a happier me than the me during the Iowa caucuses when freaking Donald Trump lost. I was on cloud nine. I tweeted during one of the last debates he was in. Like, I am legitimately worried about our country. Like, legitimately worried about our country if he is our next president. Or if he even has the chance to be president. I'm legit worried. Because, I mean, seriously. This is what gets me more than anything. You know, like, at one of his rallies, a group of people, I guess, were, like, protesting against him or whatever, and he calls them losers. Like, you're going to be our president. And you just called a group of people who, I guess, I could consider my peers, losers.
Right.
Like, You called a group of people who, you know, you're hoping to be in charge of. Like, you want to be their leader. They're losers.
You know what really concerns me, though, is I try to understand that, like, everybody has their own opinion and, you know, the right to feel how they want to feel and all that good stuff. But I seriously and genuinely question the sanity and intelligence of any individual that votes for Hillary. Like truly. Like, I seriously cannot understand it.
How is it okay for her to be president when
right?
she sent, like, confidential information, and I mean, like, confidential and not the most confidential sense of the word, messages through her BlackBerry.
Right. And lies. She lies all the time.
Yeah. Like,
I don't know if she knows how to tell the truth. Does she even know what truth means?
It's not that important. I don't believe so. It's not that important. It's not that critical information. Like, apparently it is. Yes, it is.
Right.
You're sending stuff that's considered top secret by the FBI, and you're sending that in emails or whatever. through your
from
cell
your BlackBerry. I can't understand it. Like, I try to understand people's like thought processes and motivations, and I try to accept, you know, that like not everybody thinks like me, but you're just stupid if you vote for her for anything other than jail. If you vote for her for jail, you're smart.
I vote for her
super
for
smart.
Guilty.
Right. Guilty. That's all you, if you vote for her for anything else, you're a moron. And I don't usually say stuff like that. You're a moron. Like there's no sane, reasonable, even halfway intelligent argument to cast a vote for that woman for anything other than guilty. There's not. At all.
Yeah. I worry. I haven't even looked at, like, New Hampshire results today. I haven't. Because they say Donald Trump has a double-digit lead. I don't want him to win anywhere. Like, and here's the funny thing. The Kentucky election, apparently, or Kentucky primary, is also a caucus this year, which I don't know how that works. I am confused. I don't know how it's supposed to work. Apparently, I'm supposed to go somewhere and vote for somebody, but it's not like a regular voting machine. I've got to, like, write it down on a secret ballot. And if the person I vote for doesn't have enough people voting for them, I have to vote again for somebody I didn't want to vote for in the first place.
I don't really get it
that
either.
Does not make me feel... That does not make me feel okay. I want Marco Rubio to be our president. That's what I want. And I'm going to go, I guess, I want to go vote for him in our Kentucky caucus. And when I do, and if he doesn't get 15% of the vote, A, I'm going to be super mad at my state, but B, I don't want to have to vote for Ted Cruz or Donald Trump.
Because I'm pretty sure that my state does it the same way. I'm pretty sure that it's a caucus in Colorado as well. And I'm not real familiar with that process either. So let's say we vote for Marco and he doesn't get our 15% or whatever. I mean, do we have to vote for one of the other ones?
That's the thing. If I am forced to vote for somebody else, I'm going to do a write-in vote for Matt Jones. I'm voting Matt Jones for president. That's what I'm doing.
Matt Jones for president. Now, I will say, and we've discussed this, whoever gets the nomination, I'm speaking only for myself, even if it's Donald Trump, even if it is SpongeBob SquarePants, even if it is the bush outside of my front door, whoever gets the Republican nomination gets my vote, whoever it is. I can't.
In the general election, we can put, you know.
I have a stuffed angry bird. I will vote for that before I vote. Well, I mean, not even just for Hillary, but for any of them. I will vote for my suitcase. I will vote for my trash can. I will vote if any item that wins the Republican nomination, I'm voting for, whatever it is, even if it's Trump, even if it's used tissue, whatever, it doesn't matter. They get my vote.
Yeah, I mean, like, I would, I'm trying to think of things that are more outrageous than our options. You know what I mean?
Charles Manson.
I mean, you could. Yeah, yeah.
Charles Manson.
He's doing great things out there. What jail is he in? What prison is he in?
I don't know, but I'm sure it's fantastic.
He's not dead.
And, right. Marilyn Manson.
One of those.
I'd vote for him.
Hey. Yeah. Absolutely. 100%. Let me.
OJ.
Speaking,
I
don't know what.
OJ.
I don't know what. Possibly. And I don't know why I'm just thinking about this now in the middle of all this talking about politics, but did you ever have the chance to watch that documentary I told you about, that Soaked in Bleach?
No, I have not yet.
Dude, I'm telling you, if any of our four listeners have watched it, it's insane. Like, I always, you know, and of course, when Kurt Cobain died, I was 14. So I just took what the media said at sight and believed what it, you know, I believe 100% that you're 100% right, media, because why are you going to lie?
Why would they lie?
That's what I'm saying. But, you know, so I just believe that he was depressed and he took too much heroin and he killed himself. But if you, like, watch that documentary, man, and you look at the facts of that case and how that actually went down, like...
Crazy.
They said he took three, or he had in his system, three times the amount that would be considered a lethal dose of heroin. Three times. And was still able to, now, I mean, just imagine this. You've just taken, like, a ridiculously huge amount of heroin. You're in the process of dying. You directly shot it into your vein, yet you have the strength and the soundness of mind about you to put your heroin kit up nice and neat and wrap your little tourniquet around and put it in the box, then get your shotgun, position it just so under your chin, and shoot yourself in the head with a shotgun. Like, what?
I mean, that's nearly impossible to do if you are sober 100%.
Yeah, if you're not on three times a lethal dose of heroin. There's... I honestly believe that she had, Courtney Love had something to do with it, man. She did. She had to have.
She's crazy.
Because he had called his attorney 2 days before he, quote unquote, killed himself and was having her taken out of his will. If he had gotten to sign those papers, if he had gotten to sign his new copy of the will, She'd have nothing. She'd have nothing. But as it stands now, she's got everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. It's
everything.
Crazy.
But you know what? I'd vote for her before Hillary.
You're 100% right. Absolutely. I'd vote for the screwed up detectives in the Seattle Police Department that had his remains cremated 6 days after and didn't let him do a good full autopsy. Yes, let's vote for them instead of Hillary. Because I would.
I would vote for the lieutenant that planted the key in Steve Avery's house, making a murderer. I'd vote for that guy.
I would vote for Steve Avery, and he is a murderer.
Yes. Yes, me too. And he is. But I'd vote for him.
This is not a diss on people with intellectual disabilities, but I'd vote for his nephew before I would vote for him.
I would vote for the nephew also. Yes.
Come on.
Yes. Like, seriously, people. Seriously.
I mean, do you see what kind of state our country is in right now? I mean, like, it's miserable. It's miserable. And, you know, and we have, I don't even know what the state of, you know, the whole, like, Syrian refugees coming to our country. I don't know if they're still coming or what. But, you know.
God, I hope not.
I'm saying.
I mean, but I feel bad for people. I really do. But, like, we got to protect ourselves right now. We're not really doing that.
Yeah, no. No, we're not. Not even a little bit.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna and I don't know if I ever told you this. He favorited one of my tweets once.
You did. That was amazing.
Oh, I still get a little giddy thinking about it. Like, the next president of the United States may have favorited one
right?
of my tweets.
Right.
What?
Right.
That's stupid.
I
That's
like
why
it.
I'm voting for him. That's why I'm voting for him. That's
well,
not
hey,
really why I'm voting
it's not Hillary. So,
exactly.
It's not Hillary.
Exactly. And it probably wasn't actually
so,
him. But, you know, he probably has people that run his Twitter or whatever. But somebody that's running his Twitter account favorited my tweet, and that's all that matters.
His name's on it. That's all that matters.
That's exactly right. I have the email still in my inbox that says, Marco Rubio favorited your tweet. Okay.
That is fantastic.
I'm okay with that. I'm definitely okay
Love
with
it.
That. Yeah.
So, did you get a chance to listen to some Adelita Sway?
I did. I listened to, what is that song called? Alive, I believe it is. It was the first video that came up when I searched for them. And I'm a big fan. Like, they're not
nice.
Our usual, you know, like our usual kind of, you know, Sean Downey breaking Benjamin-y kind of thing. But it's like, I like them. Or maybe it was just that song that's not our usual kind of thing. But I'm a fan. I like them.
So I don't know if I ever told you this, but Adelita Sway is actually the reason I'm a Shinedown fan.
What?
Did I ever, did
you
I
never
tell
told
story?
Me that. No.
So the they're not originally from Las Vegas, but they're from Las Vegas. And I met the lead singer, Rick, who I call Rooster.
He's pretty.
Many times. Knew him in Vegas. Hung out with him a bit. And he got the band going, and they started getting a little bit bigger. And they came to North Carolina on the Carnival of Madness tour. So I was like, oh, I got to go. We got to go see Rick. This would be awesome. So we got tickets for Carnival of Madness in Charlotte, went to that. So they were opening for Shinedown. So we listened to Adelita Sway, and I went and talked to Rick for a little bit, and we were like, I guess we'll listen to this Shinedown people. Like, we're here. We have tickets. Why not? That was the beginning of my love for Shinedown. So Adelita Sway is actually responsible for my love for Shinedown. So I got to give them props for that too. If not for them, where would I be right now? I don't know.
Would we even be friends right now?
There's just no telling.
If it weren't for Shine, because I'm pretty sure when we first started sending like direct messages and whatever on Twitter, like I'm pretty sure one of the first questions I asked you that wasn't about Big Brother was, so you're a Shinedown fan, because I saw it in your Twitter profile, and
right.
And that was the beginning of beautiful friendship.
Exactly. So it all goes back to them.
It does. I feel like we need to let them know that, and they need to do something.
I feel
for
like
us.
We do.
Like,
yes. I think you're right.
Dedicate a song to us at a concert sometime. At
exactly.
Some point. That would be fun.
I mean, I think it's only fair. Yeah. I think it's only fair that happens.
Yeah.
So
100%.
For our four listeners, Adelita's Way, awesome band. They've got like three, four albums, records out right now. The self-titled Adelita's Way, pretty awesome. Homeschool Valedictorian, also awesome. Stuck, which was their
third
one.
That's a great album.
Honestly, Stuck or Homeschool Valedictorian?
It's a great album title.
Which one?
Homeschool Valedictorian.
Right.
I would have been
so valedictorian. That's a great album. Yeah.
Actually, I probably would.
Unless you're Eli Manning.
And you'll never be better than anybody. Yeah.
Right. Or, everybody gets to be a homeschool valedictorian except Eli. But
okay.
Yeah. So,
your brother, get over it.
Get over it, Eli. But yeah, great band, great music, great energy, good group of guys, highly recommended. Invincible is one of their like really big hits. That's a great workout song, I will tell you. Invincible. Pretty hardcore, very upbeat, obviously. Great workout tune there. And apparently, like, their songs have been featured on CSI Miami, The Finale, SmackDown versus Raw.
What?
Apparently WWE really likes them. Yeah. They Invincible became the official theme song for WWE Superstars. Featured on SmackDown versus Raw video game. And they had another song that was the theme song for WWE The Legacy. I don't know anything about wrestling.
I don't either.
But that's a lot of stuff. So that's pretty cool.
I'm
like
a big
it.
Fan of, like, when they make videos, if they have, like, fun stories that go along with that video.
Yeah.
Like the story that went along with, you know, with the video that I watched. That what did I say? Alive was the name of the title? Was the title of the song?
Yes.
And, I mean, like, it's a great story in that video. It's pretty freaking fantastic. And so that made me like the song even more because I was like, and plus the lead singer who, what's his name again?
Rick.
Cutie Patootie. Is
or
that
Rooster.
What you said his name is? Perfect Hair. Is that what you said his name is?
Yeah, Rooster.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Super nice dude.
I do expect you to introduce me if we're ever in the same room.
Fantastic. Of course I will. Of course
I mean,
I will.
I would hope so.
Definitely. I mean, thanks to him is why we're friends, ultimately. So,
yeah, exactly.
Gotta
exactly.
happen.
It's all, oh, no, stop. Yeah. That's pretty, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
I don't.
As usual. As usual. Well, on that note, our hour, yes, it is. It is. Like, we only disagree on one thing. So, our hour is up.
Speaking
yes.
They're still, I mean, y'all are still struggling a little bit, right?
I know.
You did beat Louisville last night, so at least there's that. But Louisville is also not going to the tournament because of hookers.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah. A lot of hooker drama happening.
It's so sad. It's not sad. It's not sad.
It's not really sad. It's not sad.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm.
Not even a little bit.
No, it's funny. It's entertaining. We like it a lot.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Well, I guess that's going to close us out for the week. So please, people, keep posting ridiculous stuff on social media. We love it. We want to make fun of it. We want to laugh. We want to read it. We want to make fun of you on our show next week. So post stuff. If you find other stupid stuff, then let us know about it. And if you have a good band that we should review, let us know about it. And if you like Eli Manning, let us know about it, because we're not really familiar with anybody that likes Eli more than Peyton. So on that note, and we're going to call it an evening. We will make fun. See, I wasn't going to tell them that because I wanted them to be honest, but we will make fun of you.
Sorry.
If you like Eli more than Peyton. And if you like Hillary at all, please never contact us ever. And
or
don't listen to our show ever again. So, yeah, probably down to 3 listeners now, but I'm totally fine with that. So, Kelly, 100%. I hope that you have a fantastic evening, a wonderful week, and I can't wait to talk to you next Tuesday.
I know. I can't wait either. We may even do it an hour earlier next week, too. Who knows? Because we're so excited.
We may. That's right.
Anyway,
so be on the lookout next week.
Yes, because it's going to be fun.
You have a good week.
Whatever we're talking about. It doesn't matter if
it's going to be fantastic.
What have we talked about? I don't think we ever, we always have a plan. We never stick to the plan.
Not really.
I don't think we stuck to very many of our plans today, but it was fun, and I'm glad we got to talk because I have missed you. But yes, next week we're on for sure. So we'll
see
you.
We are on for sure. And the plan is there is no plan. So be there. We'll be there. Yes. And it'll be fantastic.
Absolutely. All right. I'll talk to you then. Bye.
Bye.